In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today the Holy Church is celebrating a beautiful holiday of the protection of the Mother of God. This holiday actually came and first should have been celebrated and celebrated national-wise in Greece. It happened to certain people of the Russian descent actually came and attacked the city. Attacked the city in Constantinople, and they looked like they were going to be victorious, and they were pagans at that time. They were going to be destroying all the Orthodox people, and they all got very scared, but they ran to the church. They all ran to the church, and the good ones and the bad ones, everybody ran to the church asking for prayers, asking for help. And of course, what the holiday is all about is that the Mother of God actually came down from heavens and came and went up from the sky and came into the church and went to the altar and went on her knees and prayed before her Son and asking for the salvation of the Orthodox people. And of course, at that time there was a fool for Christ and his pupil, and also there was his name was Andrew, and they saw it actually, and there were other witnesses. They saw it, and the Mother of God chased away these ancient pre-Russian people that came from Russian territory. And we are celebrating, Russian people are celebrating this holiday at just about equal to a major feast day, just like they do St. Nicholas as a great, great holiday in Russia before the revolution. Nowadays, of course, everything is going down. But what the gospel of today, the first gospel of today we heard was, of course, for the Sunday, because today is also celebrating the Sunday, resurrection of our Lord. And through his resurrection, we get the resurrection. And the gospel says, do unto others as you want others to do unto you. What is the golden, beautiful rule that the Lord had given? Now think about it. Just about every day, you can actually use that rule for yourself. Do unto others as you want others to do unto you. Or, like St. John of Kronstadt says, the opposite. He says, don't do to others those things you don't want others to do unto you. Brothers, you want the other brother to make fun of you and tease you and fight you and kick you and get mad at you? Don't you ever do that yourself. Mothers and fathers, do you want anybody to disrespect you? Don't you ever disrespect each other. Respect each other. You want somebody to judge you? I don't think so. I don't think you want anybody to judge you. So don't judge anybody. Don't judge anybody. If you judge somebody, whether it's your wife or your bishop, your priest, your neighbor, it doesn't matter. Once you judge, you're opening the way for you to be judged by all those people that you judged, and by, worst of all, by the Lord himself. The Lord will judge you, because he says, do not judge and thou shalt not be judged. He promises that. So the best way, easiest way to make it to heaven is to never to judge anybody. Judge the sin, but not the sinner. Judge the action with the person. They say that the person did this wrong or this wrong, and God forgive him. He didn't know what he was doing. He is being fooled by the enemy. Please, God, don't punish him for it. That's the attitude Orthodox will have before each other. That's what you would want somebody else to think about you. If you make a sin, if you make a boo-boo or make something wrong, don't you want somebody to try to find all kinds of excuses for you? So that not to punish you for that and not to judge you for that? Well, you do the same thing. Always try to find an excuses for anybody, for everybody's work. That's for anybody that does a sin. Not the sin itself. Don't ever excuse the sin and say, oh, yes, this was wrong, this was wrong. And if it's possible, talk to your friend or somebody that you know that you have not judged. And then you may be able to reach the heart and say to the person, look, you did this and that, but it was very wrong. It's not according to the gospel. Let's work on it so that we won't do that again, you know. but without judging. But if you judge somebody, and every time you start reprimanding anybody, what happens? You turn the person just away. He's just, she or he is just going to be afraid to deal with you. And of course, the scripture, when we read for the Mother of God's holiday, we always read that in the third reading in the Old Testament that's read the night before. And it says there, never reprimand a proud person. Because if you reprimand a proud person, he is going to feel that you're his enemy. He'll become your enemy. Don't reprimand somebody that cannot take it. You can reprimand only the wise, those who can take it, those who know that it's very good to be reprimanded. But there's not too many left in the world like that today. Most people, when somebody reprimands you, they start to get, oh, who are you to tell me off? Who are you? What do you think? Who do you think you are that you're telling me off? And that's the attitude that people take today. Of course, that's wrong. But only the humble person say, oh, well, that's good that you reprimanded me. I needed that. Oh, thank God that you're my benefactor. You're helping me to grow, to understand what I did wrong. But very few people are like that today. Today, everybody is on the defensive. Everybody today says, oh, you don't prick me. I'm it. That's it. There's nobody better than I am. Well, but you, as an Orthodox, and me have to feel the opposite. We have to feel the opposite. There's nobody worse than I am. I have to feel, there's nobody worse than I am. I, being a priest, and minor archpriest and so on, I still have to feel that I'm much worse than any of you. And every one of you should feel that way, that you are worse than anybody else. Then you'll never be a reason for you to get offended, to get hurt, when somebody tells you off. And somebody tells you, oh, you did this and this wrong, and, you know, tries to even bully you and push you around. So you say, you deserve it. Nothing. You deserve it. But you go to the golden rule. Do you want to be pushed around? And if you still say in your heart, no, you don't want to, then never push nobody else. Then you don't push. Okay? So use the golden rule. The golden rule, the Lord gave it to us so that it'll be easier for us to live. But remember, we have a beautiful defender that is higher than all the angels and higher than everybody living here on this earth that there ever was and ever will be. This is the Mother of God, the Theotokos, the Mother of God that loves you more than your mother could ever love you. Every one of us had a mother. But if you take all the mothers in all the world all together, you will not have that love that the Mother of God has. You just would say they won't be able to match it. This is the kind of love that Mother of God has. So don't ever fall down in despair and say, I am such a great sinner that I cannot have salvation. Even Mother of God will not help me. It's wrong. Mother of God is willing to help no matter how terrible you become or you were. Mother of God is willing to help you and to clean you up, wash you out and bring you before her son and to make you all well. Because that's the love that Mother of God has. So my beloved, you try to remember that. You try to remember and stop looking at yourself that if somebody pricks you, I said in the Russian language sermon, I said that, soften your heart. Don't let your heart be a stone or tough. You know, when you have something very soft, you can put a knife into it and it goes in and you can take it out and no damage would be done. But if it's not soft, if it's hard, and hard enough, then you chip off a piece of it, then you make damage to the heart, and so on. And that's not the way to live. But Orthodox people learn to make your heart soft. And to make your heart soft, and start to co-suffer. Start to feel the suffering of your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers. But never judge. And of course, you will not be able to co-suffer if you judge. So stay away from judging. The best way to make it to heaven is to never to judge. But always in your heart, always feel sorry for everybody, not for yourself though. You feel sorry for everybody, your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your country, everybody, but not for yourself. That's the rule. The rule. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Let Boginka feel sorry for you. Let Mother of God and all the heavenly dwellers, they will feel sorry for you. And all the Orthodox people that live here on earth that love Boginka, they love you. And that never forget that. Those who truly love God, they always love you, because you're a liar if you say you love God and you hate your neighbor. It's not possible. It's not possible for an Orthodox person to love God and hate his neighbor. You only feel sorry for a neighbor if you see the neighbor doing something wrong. A neighbor could be anybody, anybody that's in need, anybody that's done wrong. Those are the ones that we have to feel sorry for. Okay? And if we do that, then when you ever do something wrong, or I ever do something wrong, Bodhisattva will send somebody that feels sorry for you, will not judge you, and be able to help you, and to help you to grow. And this is what we want to do. We want to help each other to grow. We all need help. Don't be proud to say, I don't need help. I can stand on my own two feet. You cannot stand on your own two feet. I cannot. Nobody can. We need our Lord. We need our Lord, and we need all those people that the Lord is sending to us to help us to grow. And that's what we want to do. Our beloved, let's try to cling to our Lord. To remember, He's our Savior. He is everywhere present and fills all things. He's always with us. And He is God of love, and He loves us. And He sent also to us guardian angel. Every one of us have a guardian angel that loves us and that wants us to try to live according to God's commandments. We do that, and we'll be able to go on that narrow, thorny way that may be pricked sometimes, maybe it's a little tough to go, but it leads to Kingdom of Heaven. The wide road doesn't lead to the Kingdom of Heaven. There was a little old lady in the church crying her heart out, and Babushka comes and say, Babushka, why are you crying so much? Something terrible happened to you. He says, yes, Bartoshka, something very terrible happened to me. 2 years, nobody stole a chicken from me. Nobody reprimanded me. Nobody screamed at me. And I didn't have any sicknesses. All these 2 years, Bartoshka had forgotten me. Our Lord had forgotten us, forgot me, because I'm no good. That's my great sorrow, that I don't have any crosses to bear. And see, that's how the Russian people, old-timers, looked at things. Are you looking at this way? That when things are all of a sudden getting too small, too good, that something is wrong? But Fyofanza Dvornik says, that's what you have to remember. If things go nice, too nice for you, and nobody is attacking you, and everybody is nice to you, and everything is going hunky-dory, you went off that wrong road, you wound up on the big road, wide road, that does not lead to heaven. So don't be afraid of that little thorny road. If somebody pricks you, if somebody causes you trouble, if you feel you have some sicknesses or troubles, all those things, use it to your growth, so you can become grow and become brighter and brighter in the eyes of the heavenly dwellers. And you will shine by the time ready for the Lord to take it. You go through lots of burning, lots of water, as the silver and gold is being refined. That's how the Lord is going to do to us, to make us beautiful when time for us to meet the Lord, so that we can match the angels, even that high we can go. That's what the Lord is trying to prepare us. So don't ever despair, don't ever fall down and get lazy. Always fight for that one thing, is to attain the love for the Lord. If you attain the love for the Lord, then you attain true love for yourself, for your soul that is, and then you'll be able to love properly everybody else, and be able to really start to enjoying the Kingdom of Heaven, even here, right here on earth, through in your heart. Amen.